This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to open up the entertainment page.
That's right. It's Cakes' entertainment page because EB is out today. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at bmwoffairfax.com. Our former producer, Brett Oliverio, is probably going to spend part of his day listening to the 911 call that has come out that came from workers at Gene Hackman's residence in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay.
Because they discovered the, this is tilting to me, the mummified remains of both Hackman and his wife. Because they came.
How long does it take to become mummified? Like a couple days?
That's a good question. I saw a detail in one of the stories that said because of the cold, dry air in New Mexico where they live and the fact that a door was open, that it, that would tend to help preserve the bodies better than if the door had been closed and, you know, no air is circulating. So I guess, I mean, they think that those bodies might have been there for up to a week or 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, but I mean, cold air is only going to do so much when your body starts decomposing, which is going to happen pretty quickly after death.
And why did you reference Brett in 911 calls?
We just found one deceased person inside a house. What's that, Mister?
There's no address.
I'm going to wait for you at the gate. I'm going to wait for you to please send somebody really quick.
Because I referenced it because Brett has always had a weird fascination, so especially when he was producing the Junks back in the day, of playing like very like harrowing, awkward 911 calls. It's kind of his thing. So I'm sure.
So this is like that. A gardener or somebody that's there.
Yeah, somebody worked at the house, came upon
they
the scene.
They saw the door that was open.
Yeah, they
went
saw,
in and like, what's
they
doing?
They saw there was a body. I think it was the wife's body just laying unresponsive. And they called it in. Authorities come in. They find Hackman dead, the wife dead, one of the dogs dead, two other dogs on the premises alive. So the toxicology reports are going to come back in about a month. So we'll figure out more at that point. But still a lot of questions as to what happened
right,
there.
Right, because the original theory was carbon monoxide.
Right, but the utility companies came out and said there's no evidence of a leak. Everything seemed to be fine as far as like the gas in the house.
Well, what if that just kind of all dissipated because the door was open?
Could be the case.
So maybe originally there was a leak.
So that's where the toxicology report, like back with huge levels of carbon monoxide, like then you're going to know that that was the cause of death. So I don't know. It's just a weird situation that both he at 95 and his wife at 65, both dead.
And the pup, the German Shepherd.
And the dog dead as well.
A little salty about that.
Sad story.
Two of the dogs were alive.
Also, Gene Hackman made it to 95.
Yeah.
That's a really good run.
That's a good run.
Props to him for making it into his mid-90s, which is tough to do.
Did you mention that Hackman's daughter was, I guess she's talked to the media, but I'm not sure how close they were.
I don't think they were that close because I think one of the reports I read said that they didn't speak very often.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, maybe every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we should get more details on that in the coming weeks. JP mentioned this earlier. Katy Perry is going to space. She's going to be on the next Blue Origin rocket launch that is set to blast off this spring. No specific date. Here's who will be on the flight. Gail King, Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, who is Jeff Bezos' girlfriend. Okay. Now, they also have some like real like scientists and basically astronauts going along with Katy Perry. They have a former NASA rocket scientist, Aisha Bowe, maybe related to Dwayne Bowe, who used to play wideout for the Chiefs back in the day. Bioastronautics research scientist, Amanda Nguyen. And there's also a movie producer that somehow weaseled her way onto the flight, Carrie Ann Flynn.
Do you think Dwayne Bowe? That's the first Bowe that comes to mind.
The first
over
Bowe.
Riddick.
So, over Riddick.
I mean, Riddick Bowe. Riddick Bowe pummels Dwayne Bowe.
No, no, not maybe in your world because you're into boxing.
In everybody's world.
No, you act like Riddick Bowe is a household name.
He's way more famous than Dwayne Bowe.
No, he's not, because Dwayne Bowe.
Riddick Bowe was the heavyweight champion of the world.
Dwayne Bowe played in the NFL for several seasons.
Riddick Bowe beat Holyfield.
I mean, I think you're just overestimating how popular Riddick Bowe was at the height of his popularity.
It bothers him. Look how it bothers
him. No, it doesn't bother me that much. But
he's
I just
attacking think
it's,
you.
It's ridiculous.
He's attacking you.
I don't think it's that ridiculous.
That he throws out Dwayne Bowe and not Riddick Bowe.
Valdez is Dwayne
Bowe. Dwayne.
Dwayne. I mean, yeah. I mean,
you think he's more famous than Riddick Bowe?
Yes.
Yeah. You're asking my opinion. I'm telling you. He's like Dwayne Bowe.
Like he was a Pro Bowl level receiver for a few years in the NFL. To me, that's way more popular than a heavyweight boxing champion. I mean, here's a bulletin, JP. Boxing dead.
Look, now
has been dead for a long time.
Attacking each other now.
Not when he was fighting.
I mean, I'm just firing back.
Hey, boxing's the Gene Hackman of sports. Boxing's mummified, JP.
Yeah.
That may be the case, but not when he was fighting the sillies
Drabby,
back then.
Who's more popular, Dwayne Bowe or Riddick Bowe? This is the argument du
jour. Plus, Riddick Bowe is local to some extent.
That's fine. I'm just talking about who was more popular.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. When you said that, my first response was, who's Dwayne Bowe?
What?
Took me a minute.
Really?
Riddick Bowe, household name.
I agree.
I mean, probably because his first name is Riddick, but...
I mean, I would push back against him being a household name.
I had to think about for a second there who Dwayne Bowe was.
Really? Okay. I guess you didn't play fantasy back in like whenever Dwayne Bowe was
like 2005
in the NFL. Like I'm a dinosaur. I've actually been playing fantasy football since 1997. That's how it goes back.
I think I did too.
It goes back a long way.
Remember, I was writing down stats.
That was pre-internet. Like you're getting box scores out of the freaking Washington Post.
Yes.
To try to figure
I did the same thing.
If you want your fantasy matchup.
I did the same
Riddick
thing.
Riddick Bowe beat Evander Holyfield twice, was heavyweight champion of the world. By the way, yeah. Nobody in the world is going to know who Dwayne Bowe is. Sorry.
You've got the United States.
Now that the EP is over, it's officially
I'm
over.
I'm Team Cakes.
800-636-1067. Call us on the MGM National Harbor
Open Line Friday.
So you want to do a quick poll?
Who's a bigger name? Riddick
There's
Bowe
your poll for the day,
or right Dwayne Bowe?
We already did the poll for the day.
Now, hold on. That was
another one.
That was not the question.
What is the question?
The question that you posed was when I say Bowe, what's the
who do
like,
you think of?
Like what's the first
right
athlete you think of?
Okay,
that was the question.
Okay.
Not well, who's more popular, okay. Riddick Bowe?
Well,
Dwayne
it kind of goes hand in hand. Well, I think the first name you would think of would be the most famous one.
Right, when you said Bowe, I said, in my mind, Dwayne Bowe.
Right,
but if
Dwayne
I had,
Bowe,
if I saw Riddick Bowe and Dwayne Bowe,
right.
I would say, well, Riddick Bowe's more more well-known.
Yeah, but Cakes believes Dwayne Bowe's more well-known.
I think he is. Maybe it's a flimsy
Even
argument.
Though you agreed with him in the first question, he thinks in his world,
yeah.
Dwayne Bowe is more recognized and recognizable than Riddick Bowe.
I do think that. Maybe I'm just warped by being...
Do you think one person outside of the United States knows who Dwayne Bowe is?
That's a good question. I know that not a lot of people outside of the U.S. know who Riddick Bowe is.
Oh, really? They don't know the heavyweight champion of the world?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess. You could walk... This is a dumb argument, granted. But you could walk down a street in Thailand with a big poster of Dwayne Bowe... And a big poster of Riddick Bowe. And you know what? Nobody's going to know who either of them are.
He fought in the Olympics. He fought Evander Holyfield, fought Andrew Golota.
Yeah, Dwayne Bowles caught a billion balls for the Chiefs back in the day on national TV.
Wasn't Riddick Bowe part of the fight that had the parachute guy?
Oh,
what do they call him? Landman or whatever they call him?
Fan man.
Was he in that fight? I think it was Holyfield and
Bowe.
Was Bowe in that
Pretty
fight?
Pretty sure.
I don't know. Dwayne Bowe, more popular.
All right, let's go to the calls.
I'm going to die on that hill. I might die on the hill because we're right in Riddick Bowe's backyard.
You might get some donks to back you up. Right, doesn't mean you're right.
Let's go to James. James, you're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
I think you and Valdez are going to die alone on the Dwayne Bowe hill.
Okay.
Nobody on the earth thinks Dwayne Bowe, a Jag receiver, is more popular than a former heavyweight champion of the world.
He's better than a Jag. He was actually pretty good. He's not like a Hall of Famer, but he was a pretty good player. All right.
It wouldn't matter if he was a Hall of Famer. He's still not more popular than the heavyweight champion of the world.
All right.
I mean, well, Riddick Bowe was heavyweight champion of the world for, what, 5 minutes? Probably for 5 years.
Dwayne Bowe nestled in between all-time receiving yards in between Jared Cook and Daryl Jackson. Wow, what a stud.
Oh, Trav, right. Why are you killing my argument, man?
All right, it's 1-0
Riddick.
You're
pushing my vibe over here. All right, let's go to Jason. Everybody wants to call in about the Bowe controversy. Jason, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, guys. This isn't even close. Riddick Bowe by a mile.
Oh, all right.
I guess I'm losing this one.
I think you're going to lose it. Sorry, Cakesy.
All right, thank you, Jason.
I'm sure his fights against Andrew Golota weren't famous when Golota gave him the low blows.
I mean, maybe in somebody's world. Not in my world, they weren't. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please,
Riddick.
Please say Dwayne Bowe.
Riddick. All right, Riddick. Please help. Riddick.
Thank you for the integrity from the callers.
Thank you, Dave.
Dwayne Bowe.
Thank you, Dave, I guess.
He must have been on Cakes' fantasy team.
Let's go to our friend D. Woods calling in from the ATL.
D.
What's up, D?
Fellas, this is a no-brainer. It's Riddick Bowe. I mean, it's not even close. I had the same response that Drab had when you said Dwayne Bowe. It took me like 2 seconds. I was like, who's Dwayne Bowe? So, no, it's definitely going to be Riddick.
Okay. And don't you these guys are trying to make the argument that boxing is dying or dead. That's fine. But when he was heavyweight champion was kind of during the Tyson Holyfield era, it was big.
I was going to say, I think people our age would probably say Riddick more than a younger person, but boxing was major back then. I just can't believe you would even say that, Kate. It's not even close.
Hey, so sometimes you have to have a little bit of a different opinion, D. You know that. You know how this thing works.
Love you guys.
All right. Thanks, D. Appreciate that. I mean, Dwayne Bowe had a scintillating 7,208 yards receiving. That's pretty good. That's pretty solid. Again, it's not Hall of Fame, but he's Hall of at least good. I don't know.
Hall of decent.
I don't even know if he's Hall of really good.
Hall of decent.
I know Dwayne Bowe was never selling out Madison Square Garden and Caesar's Palace.
Not on his own, but he was helping to sell out Arrowhead Stadium last time I checked.
Yeah, nobody was paying to see Dwayne Bowe.
Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, 10 minutes ago was the first time I'd ever heard the name Riddick Bowe in my life.
Oh, thank wow. you.
Oh,
thank
you got you. One then. Had you heard of Dwayne Bowe?
I'll take one sympathy vote.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows Dwayne Bowe.
Hold on. Right. Wait,
he's doing a bit.
Are you a Chiefs fan? Like, are you like a hardcore Kansas City Chiefs fan? Is that why you're calling?
Not even a little bit, no.
Okay. Everybody knows Dwayne Bowe. Where'd you go to college?
LSU.
LSU, everybody knows that.
I was asking him because I believe he's doing a bit.
Everybody knows he went to LSU. Come on, guys.
I wonder if Dwayne Bowe has any money left.
I don't know. I have no
Who
idea.
Who did Dwayne Bowe finish his career with?
Which quarterback?
No, what team?
Oh, I looked at it. I can't participate. Cleveland.
Yep.
So very unremarkable.
So he played, 8 or 9 years with Kansas City and then won with
Cleveland.
Let's
sneak in Tom Turley real
Dwayne
quick.
Dwayne Bowe doesn't even make your Hall of very good.
He makes Hall of good. Tom, what's up?
Hall of mediocre.
Tom, you're on.
Tom Turley.
Nah, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Okay, that was your EP. I hope it was entertaining.
How'd you feel about the poll, Cakes? You did get one vote.
I mean, I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about my position. But I do know that in my world, in this sphere, Dwayne Bowe, greater than sign greater than Riddick sign. Bowe. And I'm never moving off that position ever.
I'm a big, much bigger football fan than boxing. Yeah. I like boxing a half out of 10.
Right.
But I still have to say.
You gave it a half.
I still have to say Riddick Bowe is a bigger
name. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks for the support.
But I like.
I appreciate it.
I'd much rather watch Dwayne Bowe.
Of course you would. You'd rather watch Dwayne Bowe limp around in a retirement home than watch Riddick Bowe.
Correct.
All right, don't forget, coming up later, Kevin McCarthy is going to join us at 9:45. He'll tell you what to see at the movies this weekend.